Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is one of those words that can be tossed around a lot and have many, many different meanings for many different people. I'm of the belief, of course, that faith is your journey through life. Faith can come at odd times. Some people will say, oh, I have no faith. I have no faith in that person. I have no faith in this. I have no faith in the government. Some people say you have blind faith. Blind faith, maybe those things not seen. I believe that faith enriches your life. It does, for me, certainly. And it does for many, many people. But again, it's things seen and not things unseen. As Christians, we talk about our faith and the things that we believe in God, we believe in our heavenly kingdom, we believe in all this. But when it comes down to it, we're not really comfortable with it. It's not a subject, that we know that much about. When you die, you may go to heaven. There's a country song written about that. When I die, I may not go to heaven. I can't believe I'm saying something about a country song. But we don't know. We really don't know what is on the other side. We don't know. We like to think we know. We like to tell people, well, if you don't do this, you won't go to heaven. But we don't know. We do not know, and that's a fact. But faith can make all the difference in that journey through life, especially as we get older and towards the end of your life. I had the privilege recently of walking towards death with a parishioner, and I will tell you, it changed my life considerably. This was the first time I'd done it by myself. And to see that kind of faith in someone who's approaching death was marvelous. I think I certainly was more terrified of it before this experience. And I admit that, because I don't know. But there was something in the way that this person just said, you know what? My time on earth is done. I had a good time. It was great. I had a full life. It was wonderful. And now I believe this is where I'm going to go. Okay, that's faith. It's not blind faith. It's real faith. It's something that is ingrained in that person's soul. We have a hard time in the modern age with people who want proof of everything. You've got to have proof. Prove it to me and I will believe it. There's a whole station on television that's dedicated to paranormal activity and ghost stories and people who see things. And my husband, of course, is addicted to that channel. He can't get enough of it. All he ever wants to watch is paranormal this and spooky that and big ghosts here and graveyards. I'm like, just find something else, please. Anyway, that's the kind of proof that you want to see. I don't know if any of you ever watched Teresa Caputo on television. She's a psychic medium. And the reason I love her is because she doesn't let her faith dictate that part of her life. She will walk up to you in a grocery store and say, hey, someone's trying to get through to me, and I think they might be related to you. Do you know this person? Well, that's pretty extreme. But what's wonderful about it is the comfort. It's not about whether or not this person is actually speaking to her. It's about the reaction and the comfort and the closure sometimes that people get from something being open-ended, having faith. Now, I'm not a big paranormal person. I'm not sure about it, but I do know that when it comes time for me to talk, I don't write these things down, because when I write down, thoughts and sermons, I start to stand up and look like, ooh, did I get the right word? I do listen to the voice, my spiritual side. And so I do believe the Holy Spirit works among us, and we have to have faith in that, because the faith will give us the strength to face the realities that we live in. Certainly the reality today, we have faith that this is almost over with, this pandemic. It seems, again, to be so far down the road, but you can choose to be cynical and not believe anything, or you can have a little bit of faith. All those people who listened to God, as the scripture says, all of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. I think that is a remarkable mark of how people of faith live. It's not about whether or not we gather here on Sunday morning. It's about whether or not we trust in something we don't see. We believe in something we can't touch. We live our lives to be the better part of ourselves for the sake of that spirit, for the sake of that belief. Scripture says that God rewarded this community of people. And I believe that God will reward us because I have faith. I have faith that there is something beyond what I can see and what I can touch. I pray that all of us have that faith and that it helps us get through difficult times like the one we are currently in. During this Lent, it'd be a good time to reflect on that faith. What do I believe? Is it real? Can I touch it? Can I see it? Do I have to? I don't believe we do. So I hope during this Lenten time we can rejuvenate or revitalize our faith. I believe God has always been.